They make the new kids take our photos because they don't take us seriously. That's a mistake the whole world makes. They never take the girl seriously.
Stella?
Bobby?
She's not a senior.
Who are you going to tell?
So fucking what?
You want an anchor because she reminds you of you.
Who do they think they are? Taking something you've all been looking forward to since seventh grade.
She has this particular essence about her that just makes me want to show her all that she's capable of.
And socially?
Socially?
She's too new. She doesn't even know how the world works.
If she doesn't know, then I'll teach her.
That's right. How are you adjusting socially?
This is them telling us we have no power here.
The world is screwing us over.
Fuck that. I just think you should be more careful, is all. I'm exhausted, excited, and nervous.
Yeah.
I don't know, I want everything to be good, you know, fun.
My gut says no.
She'll always come back for me.
You're just jealous.
She is nothing like me.
When I was much younger than you, my mother told me a story.
Welcome back to MovieTrailerReviews.net. It's your host, Phenom Black, and I'm joined by Ro for an interview with Celeste O'Connor, new star in the film Selah and the Spades, coming to Amazon Prime April 17th. She plays a young hobby photographer named Paloma, who joins up at a new school with an elite class faction called the Spades and becomes a protege for Selah, played by Love Simone. And yeah, things kind of take a turn for the So check out our interview with her as she tells us all about playing a character, working with some of the other actors and the cast members, and learning from some of the directors on set.
Hi.
Oh, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. Good. How are you? Is this... Oh, hi.
There are two of us here. Sorry about that.
Okay, no problem. So this is Brandon.
Yeah, this is Brandon.
Oh, okay. How are you guys?
Pretty good. As you can see, we don't have it completely together, but I'm Ro. I'm on the. I'm one of the co-hosts with him on the Film Critic podcast, and I saw that he said he was interviewing you, and I was like, you can't leave me out. I love this movie. I love Paloma.
We'd love to hear it.
No, I watched it. I mean, I watched it until my screener kicked me out completely. So, yeah, I thought it was fantastically well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're 20 now. Is that correct?
I'm 21.
21. Okay. Really scary. So. Well, don't worry. You can just stay there forever. That's what the rest of us do. But So, B, did you want to lead off with the questions, bro?
Yeah. One, you did an amazing job. I thought the movie was phenomenal. I love the way it was shot as well.
Thank you so much.
I also saw that you're in the Ghostbusters film.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Cool. I guess my first question, because I'm a photographer for our site as well, is do you actually know how to use a camera? Like, is that a hobby of yours for real, or was that just all for the character?
I actually do know how to use a camera. I've been interested in photography for a while, but just very casually as, like, aside, a hobby, but kind of the idea behind that is really from Tyresha. And so she's a photographer, and she kind of like put herself, little parts of herself in all of the characters. So that's really where that comes from.
So what made you want to play Paloma anyway? Because she's kind of an interesting character in the mix of everything that's going on at this upstate school, to put it mildly.
So Paloma, I think she's a really interesting and, like, complicated character in this story. For me, she was really interesting because we were kind of in, like, similar points in our lives. So when I first read the script and when we shot this, I was a freshman in college, and she was also entering into this, like, new space. So it was kind of like we were both experiencing similar things at the same time. Like, I was entering into a new social space, trying to figure out, like, where I fit in and who I am. And Paloma also was entering into this new space as well. So I definitely, like, connected with her on that level. But yeah, she's very different than I am. She's a lot more introverted. But that was really fun to play as well.
So for me, Settling the Spades is kind of like a psychological drama, and watching you act opposite of Lovey Simone, like, what was that like to play your character in opposition to her character? Because you're so drastically different, but you do build a bond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, Sela and Paloma are so different, especially at the beginning. So it was really fun for me and Lovey to kind of play off of each other and kind of play into like how opposite the characters really were at that point. But towards the end, and as things progressed and developed throughout the story, Paloma kind of like absorbs some of Sela's confidence in a way, and she gains confidence and she grows and develops because of how much time she's been spending with Sela, just kind of seeing how she operates and seeing how she handles things. So it was really fun also to play with how they kind of merged. Like in the beginning, they were very complete opposites, but towards the end, you could see that like Sela clearly had a really strong influence on Paloma, and their personalities kind of moved a little closer together, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it really does. One of the other critics on the network who saw this was wondering whether or not you had ever seen Cruel Intentions, the one with Michelle Geller.
No, I haven't.
Really?
No, I haven't seen it.
That makes it even more interesting. You may actually, because when we were watching this, one of the movies that's for a comparison sake, talking about kids who come from affluent backgrounds and what happens in their world and how they divide and conquer and hold power is, in that story, there's a character who gets entered as Cecile, and she is kind of like the protege or the project of one of the older senior girls in there as well. And just like the juxtaposition between the way when Cecile starts to hang out with this really popular girl who's smart and has power and what she learns from her, it was an interesting balance between the two ways they played it. But where you took Paloma ended up in such a much more kind of gritty place without losing your individuality. She was just really curious if you'd ever seen the movie. And if not, she wanted to suggest that maybe you should. That's why I asked if you were over 21, because it's not a little kid movie. But yeah, it kind of, so I mean, it's like you just brought a really interesting energy to this. And I know this is like, I mean, how many full length movies had you done before this?
Before this, mm-hmm. I had done a few, like two or three, but I had only played in smaller roles. So this was the first time that I really had to like sit down with a character, really like dig into like their background and who they are and all of their emotions and stay and live with that character for a month while we were like working every day. So this is the first time that I really had to like dig in that way. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Okay. Now if you were keeping more of yourself in the character than Paloma, which faction do you think you would end up in? The Spades, the Seeds, the Skins, the Bobbies, or the Perfects?
That's a good question. I think the Bobbies, I love the Bobbies because they're like the theater kids. They're like very dramatic. And Anna, the leader, played the drama so well in her character. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that like host events and throw all the parties. And so I love that. I would definitely either be a Bobby or a part of the Sea. And yeah, just because I think school for me is such a big part of like who I am. So I think I could definitely like write some essays for people and make a few bucks off of that for sure.
Okay. I mean, it's a good hustle when you had it. I mean, I may or may not have had that same hustle in high school myself. But So you mentioned the scene that you had with the leader of the Bobbies, Anna. That was kind of a pivotal moment in where Paloma was deciding who she was going to be as a character. What kind of energy or what were you kind of hoping that we get? Because you have a very interesting way of expressing emotion with your face and your body without saying anything. And so I was just wondering, how much did you feel like you could give in that scene without giving away what was going to be the third act of the movie?
Yeah, I mean, I think that scene is like you said, like super important for Paloma's growth. And that kind of was the first time where she saw, not necessarily the first time, but she was starting to distrust or question Sela, and she was starting to see like the other side of the more manipulative or secretive, deceptive side of Sela. And I think in that moment, she, and at the end, it's revealed that she wants to do things differently than Sela. She doesn't want the spades to be feared necessarily. She wants to do things in kind of a healthier, less, in a healthier way. And so I think that learning about what happened to the girl before her was a really like pivotal moment in her decision to do things differently. And it was really important for her to find that out.
Yeah. So you got to act opposite Jarrell Jerome as well. And he's kind of like a rising star right now after Ava got her hands on him.
Mm-hmm.
And the three of you, kind of like the three musketeers acting across one another, was great to watch. You have one scene where you and him go back and forth, and it's very combative, and you kind of both are like playing tug of war over Sela. And at that point, I feel like your character, even though you might be trying to understand how Sela manipulates people and you kind of see for yourself, you also take on some of that and you use it to manipulate his character. So by the end of the film, mm-hmm. are you three actually tight? Are y'all really holding each other up as you walk back, or what is the state of that friendship now between the three of y'all? In your mind, as the character Paloma, like what is it now?
Yeah. I mean, I think that it can be interpreted in a lot of ways. I think that for Paloma, they had all just kind of gone through something traumatic and scary. And in a lot of ways, I think that like bonds people together. And so because they just went through something that was kind of traumatic, I think that they look around and the only people that they have to lean on is each other. So I think that while their relationships aren't necessarily healthy and perfect, they kind of realize that like all they really have is each other, and they look to each other to lean on in that moment. Not sure, it's up for interpretation as to what happens after, but I think in that moment they really realize that like this whole thing has gotten out of hand, and that they really need to like lean on each other.
I feel like a lot of the driving narrative for this story is things get out of hand a lot quicker than you think.
Yeah.
Even when you set up his character, I don't think your character thought, and it's just me watching it, it didn't feel like your character expected it to go the way it did for Sela to put him out there like that. Your reaction to his return was
exactly.
Very, was a lot to watch. Like I felt bad for you, but also I was kind of like, I mean, you playing the game, you know, y'all rough.
Right. Yeah. And that kind of, the way that Sela operates definitely had an influence on Paloma, and she kind of started using the same tactics, and then it got back to bite her, because then she had to face the consequences of what that manipulation and kind of like deceptiveness was.
I think it played off as pretty good energy between everybody. So, I know some characters or some directors like to try to keep people who need to have like combative energy separated. How was like it working on the set, or, you know, studying and working and developing the relationship that you had to have with the people on screen while you guys were in the process of, you know, building your characters and working them for shoots?
Yeah. I mean, it was a really fun and easy process for all of us to kind of like develop those relationships in real life, because we just like immediately like clicked as friends. So like a lot of our rehearsal time, Tyresha used, for us to just get to know each other and spend time with each other. And just by doing that, we like instantly became super close friends, and like we would work together all day and then go home and continue hanging out. And so like, it was a very, very, like welcoming, and it felt like a little family on set all the time, because we just all got super close in our real personal lives. And so, like, the chemistry that you see on screen to some degree is real because we all, like, loved each other. So, yeah.
I know this story ends the way it does, and it's a lot of things that you can pull from this story, and there's a lot of metaphors involved in this. But do you think that this movie could continue?
Better question. Are you going to be a part of the series?
I don't know. I don't know, actually. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, I think there's a lot of different stories that can emerge from this one, especially looking at the other factions and what drama is going on there. So I think it'll be really interesting to see what they do with the series.
Would you come back as Paloma?
I'm not sure. I mean, I would love to, but I have no idea.
No, I meant just like if they came to you and asked, would you come back and reprise Paloma on the show? I didn't mean, do you know? I know you, if you did, you still couldn't tell us. I know.
Oh.
Yeah.
yeah, absolutely. If they came to me and asked me to, I would absolutely love to.
I have a question about like the way the movie is actually shot versus the way you guys are directed on set. So, and your experience from seeing the final product. I know I'm not sure how you're directed on set for certain scenes, but when you saw the final product, is that what you expected those scenes to look like in your head, or the way they use like tones and colors? Was that different for you? Or because I was just wondering, like, did they know that it was going to look this dark or ominous in a lot of scenes, or they were going to use the camera this way, like very close portrait style shots, or kind of like these wide angle shots that encompass like the whole scenery and taking into effect the narrative that's actually being played at that point. What was it like for you to actually see all the work y'all done on set in the final product?
It was really, really awesome to see everything put together like that. I think to a certain degree, we knew what the shots were going to look like just from like watching the monitor, but then seeing everything like color corrected and finally edited, just all of the images like were so beautiful, and like so many frames could just like stand on their own as like beautiful photographs. And so I think it was really, really interesting and cool to see Jomo, the DP's work all put together because he is so, so talented.
Did you learn anything from the director while watching this that you could use just when you're out like shooting on your own and whatnot? Because I would think that would be awesome just to be able to see what people do behind the camera, if that's an interest of yours too.
From the DP, director of photography?
Yeah.
I think that I learned a lot in terms of like composition and how to use like color. Just watching him work and watching the final product was really cool, even just from in my own personal life and the photography project that I'm a part of, that it definitely had an influence in the type of like work I want to create in films and also in photos.
Cool. Appreciate the opportunity. And thanks for talking to us, Celeste.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.